Vincent, go ahead. We are going to be making some appointments, and I want applause.
Okay. Well, you can personally meet everybody yourself.
Everybody will be just fine to use mic discipline. I believe in them. Everybody, at this point, I would like you to please remain absolutely silent verbally unless you are directly called upon to speak. If you heard and understood that, say nothing.
Nothing.
Hey, shut up, Mason. Shut up.
You set me up for that one.
Yeah, thank you, Mason. All right. Jokes aside, leave the jokes at the door. This is an important meeting. I do not call meetings such as this regularly. There are quite a few things I want to go over. There's plenty of good news to go around, and you do not want to miss it. We are going to give you all a few more minutes because people are streaming in. All of you who are currently connected should be happy to be here because you are on time, which is early. Remember, on time, early is on time, and on time is late. As you file in, please make sure to mute your microphones. Cough, cough, Grant. Cough, cough. Please make sure to mute your microphones. It is not enough to be on push to talk. I would like to see those red mics in front of everybody's little check mark. Please. Patrick. Thank you, Patrick. Thank you. Yes, I want to see those old red microphones on top, right next to everybody's names. It is not enough simply to be on push to talk. I want that little reassurance because there is a lot to go over, lots of important stuff, and we do not want to stop every 5 minutes to do the bit. Vincent, Texas, soon to be whatever. Would you please check how many people are in the channel for me? I assume you can just get a count. Of course.
That doesn't seem right. I mean, look at both.
100 out of 100. Does that mean there's a maximum of 100?
I don't believe that's the case, is it? It says the server's full. Some of my guys can't get in.
Yeah, let me fix that really quick.
Do that, please. I assume we haven't had a meeting of this size on this server yet, so everybody sit tight. Me and Vincent are going to go into another meeting room and see about upgrading the server.
Stop talking in the channel.
No. Everybody, the meeting might have to be postponed by about five, count them, 5 minutes, but please stay connected. What's going to happen is we're gonna fix the server up and get more people in there, and then we are going to, it's going to have to restart, which means all of you will get disconnected, and if you do nothing, you should automatically reconnect. Please do not clog up the text chat. So yes, everybody, we will be restarting the server very soon, so just stay on the line. It should take just a few minutes. If you're in any channels with people saying it's full, tell them to hold their britches tight, and we will be ready for them in just a few. So don't worry, this meeting is not a huge, lengthy discussion. We should be done before the hour is up. So everybody, please remain calm. No panicking! No panicking. Do not panic. Do not panic. Nothing to panic about. It's a good problem. It's a good problem. It's just a minor setting that we have to change. So please be ready for that. I'll mute. If you have any questions, DM them to me. And yeah. Oh, Douglas, please mute your mic when you are able. I want all of you to be aware that I'm going to be making a few appointments. I will be going over some of the appointments and recognitions I originally had planned for a rather lengthy awards ceremony the previous weekend, but was otherwise unable to find the time for. So we are going to do that. I'm withholding the arrows for now, because I believe it would be improper to give those out in any other method but in person, and all of those recognitions or the awards are still very much in place. They're simply delayed. And I do have plans for finding an appropriate time where those recipients will be able to receive them with an audience, a proper audience. But as circumstances dictate, we will be making a few recognitions and appointments to roles and titles. So be prepared to do your best with applause. Now, don't practice this now, but it's going to be very important that we stick to about 10 seconds. So I want everybody, once I call for it, to quickly unmute their microphone, clap for 10 seconds, as loudly as you wish.
Let me restart it before you break
it. It'll be fine. It'll be fine. Everybody, please reconnect at your earliest convenience. The server should be back online in just a few. Take it away, Vincent.
N-word.
N-word.
Do not break the discussion conduct guide. Exercise proper conduct at all times. Not the time for your jokes. Who's laughing?
Oh, yeah.
William. John, please. Vincent, a lot of people are disconnecting and reconnecting. Is this annual or? Christ. This is ridiculous.
You lost my name.
Thank you, everybody. Please find your way in. Find your way in, file into the general chat. I'm trying to move people as best as I can, but I do not have a screen tall enough. Everybody, please, find your way in. To find their way into the general channel. Vincent, if you could go around and register any accounts that are not registered, that would be fantastic. Everybody, please tell your friends and your peers that they are free to join the general channel in the server. And a reminder, do not speak unless you are called upon to speak. Have your microphone muted unless you are called upon to speak. It is not enough to be on push to talk. I want to see red mics in front of everybody's name unless you get a blue one. You don't want a blue one. If you have anybody who has not attended yet, but you know they are able to attend or are usually able to attend, give them a call on Freema or Telegram or go and bang on their door. Anything. But we will be beginning before 3 minutes. Hey, everybody, whoever is speaking right now, please reminder, Zach, keep your microphone muted at all times. Microphone muted at all times, everybody. Thank you very much. Exercise some discipline here. You did very well over the weekend. We can't throw discipline out the window now. I'm going to begin at 8:10, so please send out the final calls for people to attend as soon as you can. Vincent, what's our count at right now? Very good, but not good enough. All right, 2 more minutes, everyone. Send out those messages on the server. We should have more people at this meeting than we had at the demo. It's much easier to contend this. This is 1 hour online, sitting in the comfort of your own chair. This is not a trip across the continent to an unknown location for privations and trials, many and plenty. All right, I will decide to begin at this very moment. Let's just get these last few people in. All right, very good. I am going to now begin the meeting formally and forthwith. Please, everybody, keep your microphones muted unless you are specifically called upon to speak. If you understood that, say nothing. Fantastic. So I'd like to start by recapping, if only briefly, and a large overview, which will, of course, miss many of the details, our third national action. I want to highlight the successes and the advanced measures that we employed, and compare it a little bit to our last national, the second national, which occurred almost 2 years ago now, because it was on the opposite end of the year, although it was within 2020 itself. I often have told people that it was a miracle that our previous national went as well as it did. The planning was sound in general judgment and sentiment, but the logistical capacity for us to organize was far diminished to what you see today. We had issues with timeliness in vans showing up. At our vehicle exchange or rally point, I believe we waited for 30 minutes or more for all of our vehicles to show up, while at our other vehicle exchange, everyone showed up within the span of 10. We had other issues with our formation being much more likely to rubber band and have gaps. Please, everybody, mute your microphones now.
Christopher, I can hear it.
Patrick Ohio is not muted. So yes, where was I? So yeah, the formation was very much diminished. It was much more a mob than a column. As we saw, it was a large conglomerate of disorganized men, which nonetheless did everything well. But the progress was there. There were many people we had at that time that did not take the organization seriously, did not take our efforts seriously, and did not take our principles seriously, and none of them are with us today. We have made significant progress. We have made leaps and bounds, and whereas last year our videos got maybe 2 or 3 million views, this year there were millions and millions more that saw our banners, our message, our convictions, even if coded in the bile of slander. All that that does is further bring to light that our actions are shock and awe. People are in dismay and confusion at the sight of our disciplined ranks because previously they were under the impression that such was not possible. That is what it means to be a revolutionary, to do that which others claim is impossible, and we did the impossible, and we will do the impossible again. There were attacks laid upon us at this event. Unlike Independence Day, where our march itself was attacked, other logistical matters were attacked at this event. I will not go into detail. They found that our ranks and our columns were too strong and unassailable, so our opposition decided to find further covert, nefarious, slithering, slimy means to impair us, and we have discovered their methods and countered them. Everything that they had, all of their earthly willpower, possessions, and resources were bent towards the singular motive of stopping us, and it wasn't enough. Every single thing they could throw at us crashed against our will, our brotherhood, like a storm on a stone. There was nothing that they could do to break are spirits, and at their very best, they cost us some time and some money. Replaceable things, not you men. They did not injure any of us. They did not arrest any of us. No one among us has lost any freedom or any health because of this action, and none of us will. So I would like to thank all of you for attending this action, and I look forward immensely to seeing you at the organization's fourth national, which, of course, will be some great time to come. Now, moving on from that, if you do have any unplanned expenses from the action, the travel, other matters which ought not be gone into detail, please cite such expenses and their sources to me directly in a message. And I will discuss that matter with you and make sure that we can rally round not only with those within our organization, but some trusted and courteous individuals without who would please mute your microphone. Walter, North Carolina, mute your microphone right now.
Yes, sir. Paul.
Thank you. So again, if you have any citations of unplanned expenses, please direct message me. If you have questions about what that means, please direct message me. I will get to those messages after the meeting. Now, I would like to go into the recognitions and promotions that I originally planned to give after the event, but some unfortunate time delays left us unable to do such. So, first among those, I would like to call, or I would like to begin. Network 2 had long struggled under transient leadership, as dedicated as they may have been in their times, and this year has seen the final rebirth of stability that has been so long awaited by myself and many others. Under new structure combining the territory and leadership of former Network 3 and 2, now reassigned, that number now reassigned to Colorado and Wyoming, Network 2 has blossomed and given the great region of South Texas a formidable union of activists befitting of their task. This is no small part due to the man who was chosen by both myself and his peers to fill the role of network director. He has approached the role with a steadfast determination and a courageous yet temperate approach to risk and precaution. It has been a most wonderful to see how this activist has transformed his levels of commitment this year and become an exemplar to follow. I hereby recognize James Texas as the director of Network 2. Everybody, please quickly unmute your microphone, applaud, and then mute it again. Go ahead. 3, 2, 1. All right. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Everybody mute. Everybody mute. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. All right, everybody mute, every single one of you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Very good. So everybody, please send out your direct messages to James and give him your detailed and more personal congratulations. He has worked very hard to deserve this, and he is certainly deserving of this recognition among his peers. Please reach out to him. And if you believe you have counsel, advice, words of encouragement to give him during these times, please do so as well, because he is very much deserving of such, and anything that will help him along his way is going to be of great help. Everybody, please make sure to mute your mic. I do not want to blue mic you, or else we won't hear your applause. Next. It is a strange thing.
Sorry.
Yes.
I just want to say.
Yes, go ahead.
I could not have done this with Paul Texas, Jason Texas, William Texas. I mean, really every member of Network 2 that we have right now. It's still an ongoing process, and I will say in particular, Paul Texas and Jason Texas, brothers, I love you. Couldn't have done this shit without you, and we're going to continue to kick ass.
Fantastic. Kick ass indeed, all of you. Next up. It is a strange thing to see how regions of our continent, bereft of appropriate levels of activity and activists for so long, can momentously rise to the challenge and seemingly appear all at once with a shining new bulwark against decay that is our networks. You may think it due to some unseen hand guiding applications or promotions or happenstance or luck, I know these claims to be false, however. In every instance wherein such a meteoric rise has taken place, a trailblazer has lit the flame of principle and charged forward into the darkness. Such determination, such conviction demands compatriots to follow, and they are found inexorably along the way. This activist has applied himself to our organization with a steely commitment, the likes of which is rarely seen. He has shouldered immense burden and approached every single task of necessity with a fanatical desire for completion, to do service to his brothers, his organization, and his country. I hereby reassign Network 6 to include regions of the states of Alabama and Florida, and I recognize Christopher Alabama as the director of Network 6. Please applaud. All righty. Thank you. Everybody please mute, except for Christopher Alabama, who is here somewhere. And he can give us some of his thoughts to this, wherever he is. Is he here?
I'm right here, Thomas.
Let's hear it, Christopher.
It's truly an honor, and it's funny how you mentioned the trailblazer comment again, because that was the first thing you said to me at my very first meeting, and I kind of took it to heart. You said we needed a trailblazer, and that's what I did, and granted, we're still working and building down here, but I'm very hopeful for the future, and I'm just happy to be here. Thanks.
Thank you all, Christopher. Thank you, Christopher, and thank you all. Everybody, please, likewise, send Christopher messages of encouragement, congratulations, and recognition. Many, many of you have had wonderful experiences with him and his work, and, of course, those who have helped him in this. Remember, these are recognitions not only of oneself, but also his peers and my role in particular. So please find time to message Christopher Alabama with messages of encouragement, advice, and inspiration, because that is what we need. Now, moving on. So I would like, at this moment, to recognize Oscar Texas as the Network One scribe. Oscar has done an excellent job in Network One's function and ascent to greater levels of cohesion and activity in recent months. We have been able to consistently connect in large numbers with Networks 2 and 4, and we have been able to reliably contact every member and ensure our quartermaster, Austin, who also does a great job, is effective in his role with new counsel. I am appointing Oscar Texas as Network One's scribe. This is a prestigious role in our organization's oldest network. I expect he will do it justice and honor. Everybody, please, round of applause for Oscar Texas. All right. Thank you. And cut. So yes, thank you. And now we will move on to a promotion or a recognition for an appointment for Network 5. So John Utah, on Utah, would you like to quickly make the announcement of the appointment you will be making?
Yes. So, for some time, I have been serving with Floyd, and he's been an exemplar in this organization in terms of organizing, as well as being reliable, and as well as when I am unable to attend, he encourages autonomy and has been an absolutely outstanding activist in every regard. He has helped tremendously when it comes to making banners, posters, storing banners, storing posters, ensuring everyone has the correct equipment, everyone is properly prepared for events. I couldn't think of a better man to appoint to my network quartermaster than the one and only Floyd Utah.
Take it away, y'all. Go. Applause. All right. Thank you. And cut. Thank you. All right, moving on from that. Sorry, John didn't signal for applause, so I will make sure to do it next time so we all applaud in unison, because, of course, that is what our boys deserve. Okay, James, you actually have two appointments to make for scribe and quartermaster, do you not?
Yes, that is correct.
Take it away.
All right, so for Network Scribe, there's one activist. I'm sure many of you know him. Some of you may not. This man has put in, he's put in time, he's put in blood, tears, everything. He's dealt with a lot lately over the past couple of years. You know, he's seen the inside of a jail cell. He's seen the inside of a hospital room. But his determination has never wavered. And I'm honestly proud to know this man. Jason Texas, I couldn't ask for a better scribe, man.
Everybody, please applaud. All right, all right. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, everybody, everybody. All right, everybody, please. Marshall?
Marshall?
All right.
And quartermaster.
Hold on. There we go. All right, take it away, James.
For the position of quartermaster is one individual who I have had the privilege of knowing ever since Philadelphia is when I really, I think, first met him. Maybe before that. But I've quickly grown to know and cherish this man. I will say he is wise beyond his years. He's very knowledgeable. Great guy, strong leadership. And I honestly couldn't ask for a better quartermaster. Paul Texas, man, I love you, bro. You're doing a great job.
Everybody, please applaud. All right. Settle down. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We're all going to be, speaking of things beyond our years, our hearing is going to be quite beyond our years after this meeting. All right, next up, I would like to take a moment to remember where this journey started for us, all of us. Not necessarily with your first revelation of national sovereignty and collective liberty, but with something a bit more tactile. Please mute your mic, whoever that was.
That was me, sorry.
Shut up, Mason. Shut up. Your first interview with the organization. Hold on. Someone is echoing. George, Texas. Very sad. Sad to see. You hate to see it. All right. Not necessarily where it started with your first revelation, national sovereignty and collective liberty, but something more tactile. Your first interview with the organization. You may have been nervous or confident. Either way, we all did it at some point. Perhaps myself being the sole exception here. This is a key moment, a critical step, and we are enormously thankful for those of us that can conduct these matters to protect us all from those malicious or simply unfit. More thankful still are we for those who can take charge to coordinate these measures. I hereby appoint Jesse Arkansas to fill the role of interview coordinator. I will work with him closely to ensure our teams are equipped and effective. We wish him luck. Everybody, please applause. And thank you. Settle down. Thank you. And yes, again, the role of interview coordinator is going to be very, very much harder in the coming days and a few weeks. We have added a new marching column itself of fresh interviewees streaming into the server. We have had hundreds of applications coming in, and unlike the previous times where we have had massive influxes, these are people who know what we are. These are people who understand what we're doing here. These are people who have been following us for quite some time, fans of ours, followers, supporters, finally seeing what we're doing, seeing conservatives slander us, and they have decided to take the leap, the next step in realizing their ideals. And I want to pass it on for all of you that, remember, vetting is a process which is never completely finished, and it is important that all of us take part and take charge in this situation. New members should be treated appropriately. They should be treated with appropriate cause for encouragement and information, education. You know, but we also need to be careful, right? We need to make sure to protect ourselves and the organization's interests. And the organization's interests fall in line both with recruitment, but also security. It's a tough balance to strike, but we're very confident that our interviewers and those in charge of vetting and meeting new intermediates are well on their way to realizing this in a more perfect standard. Next up. Every single one of us places promotional material. If you do not, please let me know. I need to have a talk with you. You may do it on the weekends or the weekdays or both, with or without locals, but you do it. It's easy to think that we dump them in the channel and they sprout like flowers on social media of their own volition. But let's not forget the long hours of editing, formatting, classifying, and sorting that goes into this gargantuan task. Nor are those who coordinate these efforts beyond our gratitude. I hereby appoint Jesse Colorado to the role of photo coordinator. I will work closely with him to ensure our editors are productive and creative. We wish him luck. Everybody, please applaud.
Yes, yes.
Thank you, everybody. Very good, very good. And I did have a number of arrows to deliver at the event, but don't worry, the wax is still sealed on your envelopes, and I still know exactly what I'm going to say. If anything, the delay has only allowed me to further bolster my reasonings for those arrows granted to those six men who will, of course, remain unknown at this time. But all I can say is that you will very much want to be there when those words are read aloud in person. You will want to shake that man's hand. You will want to see that ceremony take place. But I can't tell you when or where, so you'll just have to go to everything. All right, moving on from that very wonderful part. I do want to touch back again on the amount of attention and support we have received on social media and online and then, you know, during interviews, podcasts and everything. People have been coming out of the woodwork to support us, just as they have to slander us, but the support is more valuable. That is what counts. So please, we do have people working very hard to try to categorize and showcase all of the support we have been receiving in the social media channel at the top of the server list. So, If you check that channel, check it again. If you don't check that channel and you don't know what I'm talking about, please go check the hashtag social media one word channel. We have people working very hard to make sure that supportive messages directed towards you, yes, you, are there. And perhaps if you have interesting comments, people making artwork about us, anything that you believe should be shared with the organization, the membership at large, something that's inspiring, encouraging, educating, funny even, who knows, right? Please make sure that finds its way to Walter, Idaho. So shout out to the social media channel. Moving on. I know during a lot of the event, people were using a lot of various applications to keep in touch with each other. You know, there was a lot of Threema and Telegram calls, messages, some little chat rooms going on. Totally fine, because that's what had to happen to get everything moving and get everything finished. I totally understand. But now that that is over, I want everybody to be on their best behavior with standardized communications platforms. I want you to go through your Threema chat, your Telegram, your whatever. I don't know if any of you are talking with the boys on Snapchat, but that too. Go through and delete any messages pertaining to the event. Delete any messages pertaining to any chat rooms, photos, videos, anything at all pertaining to the event. Or any photos you took, any discussions you had, any photos you took at camp, go ahead and make sure to scrub all that. Don't worry, we have piles and piles of promotional content taken by our professional camera teams. You do not need to take any of your own. Planning and discussions, provided it's not immensely valuable and needed at this moment, should be scrubbed, deleted, so that there is no digital footprint. If we have any questions on that, you may message me directly. All right, please give me just a few moments while I catch up on DMs, because some of these next things will have questions. Okay, just one moment, please. John, I will be able to get to your matter at a later date. Also, please fix your profile picture. Right, AT. Okay, DMs are clear. Okay, so as well, We have updated our practices on meeting intermediates, those who have passed an interview online but still have not passed an interview in person. So they're in an intermediate stage. That's why we call them that. I'm not going to go over the changes right now, but if you are someone who is meeting those individuals, I would ask that you make sure to message me if you have any questions about that, and I will get to it. If you are a director, you should have it already. And directors and others, just make sure, and others who may practice them, make sure if you are vetting people and you are not in a network, please make sure you can contact your nearest director and see if they would be able to help you. Not only help you digitally online in terms of mentorship and counsel, but also maybe even make the trip over, maybe at Alliance, because there's going to be a lot of new guys. And we need to get them all handled. We need to get them all processed timely and safely. So yes, if you are in a network, remember that only the network director plus two other authorized and consistent individuals that can't swap around are cleared to vet intermediates. And during non-network meetings, we want to keep it similarly sparse. Make sure that no one is meeting an intermediate unless they are very much equipped to do so, mentally, physically, socially, and informationally. That's a word, right? Speaking of informationally, I would like every single one of you to go and review the information security guide. There were some recent information risks that we saw, and they have all been quashed fully and absolutely. But after that, I thought to myself, I need to go through the information security guide and make some updates based on what we've learned. And I found myself poring over the bullet points in the sections and finding out that, by golly gee whiz, it's all there already. I didn't need to add anything all that important. Of course, there might be updates made to it anyways on the nature of good faith, but the principles therein are laid out, and you, should go and give it another look. Ask yourself, am I following this guide? Ask myself, are my peers following this guide? Directors especially, this is incumbent upon you and your responsibilities. The rest of you, it is also incumbent upon you and your responsibilities. Everyone holds everyone accountable. Why is that so? Because everyone shares in the risk. We are one column, we are one wall, we are one organization, and we are only ever as strong as our weakest shield. We are only ever as far forward as our furthest man. We are a single entity. So, everyone's safety is the responsibility of everyone. Hold each other accountable, and if you have any questions or beliefs that there is any suspicious activity going on, you bring that to me. At the event, we were able to deliver quite the number, almost two dozen orders made with the print shop. I was not personally overseeing this process. I had a group of others be able to do it. Of course, I was a part of it, absolutely, but I wasn't able to personally, physically see every box that got given out. So it is possible, and that we are fallible, that there might have been some orders that got mixed up, mismatched, maybe there's some missing items, I don't know. If you received an order at the event and something seems off about it, maybe it was missing posters, for example, I know I went home with more poster sets than I was thinking I would, please message me directly and I will make sure to send out those extra items to you. Also make sure to give me your order number. Of course, we love the honor system, but don't come to me and say that I didn't give you an extra $500 worth of ProMat, because I'm going to need to check that. So please double check your order numbers if you received an order. If there is any outlying unrequited stuff you didn't get, in other words, I will make sure that gets to you. In other news, as part of our new enhancements of technological security, because we love our tech team, don't we, folks? We will be soon, very soon, in a number of short number of days, discontinuing the mobile application. Now, this is only the mobile application. So if you use the Rocket Chat mobile application on your phone, mobily, then you will no longer be able to do that in a very short number of days, say 72 hours. This is for some security flaws that are present only in the mobile application. We will be doing other means as this goes on to ensure that your accessibility and your ease of communication in the server as it stands is aided in every way we see fit. But remember, mild inconvenience is of using the server in a browser application on your cell phone is nothing compared to the rather sizable inconvenience of security risk. I hope we all agree on that. So yes, while certain matters might be cumbersome, that is the burden of our great need for information and communication. Many of you have no idea just how many people need to talk to each other, share vital information, documents, images, etc., to help this organization move along. It is a great and beautiful machine that we have built that turns raw manpower into disciplined ranks, and it requires quite the logistical backbone, all of which we uphold. Moving on, and final notes before we get into the open forum, which is going to be, remember, questions are to be delivered to me in the direct messages, and I will answer them here that way. You are not to speak. So we will be moving into forward planning for 2022. I will tell you that that we have attended the March for Life events in several cities around the country for many years now, going on 4 years now. So I hope it's not too much of a security risk to say that we're probably going to do it again this year. If anybody, Antifa's out there with memories of goldfish, perhaps. Yes, please stay ready, and we might have some more demonstrations coming up in the next month or so. But do not worry too much, because these are going to be very well planned, and we will be among friends at these events. These people at these March for Life events have really come to support us over the years, and because of the last year's cancellations of these events, we are expecting even larger crowds of supportive individuals who will no doubt have much more likely heard of us and have strong opinions about our efforts or in our privations to see the nation free. So please stand by your directors, your organizers, your points of contact for instruction on these events. But nonetheless, if you needed any additional motive to keep yourself fit, in shape, ready, and responsive, then there you go. Moving beyond that, we will be planning the rest of our year for 2022. I have a number of fantastic ideas planned, and I think all of you will find immense joy and immense gratitude in these events taking place. Of course, in case any of you didn't know, we will be doing something for Independence Day. I don't know where, and I don't know what, but we will be doing something for Independence Day. I remember speaking to a man for last Independence Day who did not take the weekend off because he was not sure if we were doing anything. Let there be no doubt, we will be doing something on Independence Day or the otherwise nearest weekend. So obviously it's quite early, but plan to be available. Yes, generally, we will have the weekends that you will be asked to be available. So just generally, be prepared. We will move into 2022 with a vengeance, with a steadfast and ferocious vigor to see our accomplishments realized. Our recent action was the culmination of 18 months of labor and improvement recruitment, and now is the time where it pays off. I want all of you, at this time especially, to go back and listen to the speeches I gave on the summits of Mount Mitchell and Mount Elbert, the only national speech I know given above 14,000 feet. Please remember and take note of these words with everything that has happened. And also take note with everything that is going to happen. The work that we can do in the next 2 weeks will either decide whether the last year was made worth it, or we will spend the next year reliving the same work and trials to do it all over again. And I do love our work, but I don't love retreading our grounds. So everybody, be on your best behavior, exercise your best conduct, hold true to your ideals more steadfastly and more stalwartly than you ever have before. We will come into the next year a new, brighter organization brimming with a yet unrealized potential that rests within your bones and sleeps within our ranks. Moving on to questions. If you have any questions, we'll do a quick open forum for the next 10 minutes or so. If you have any questions about anything I have gone over, you may DM them to me. Do not speak. To clarify, just say downloaded application. So to clarify about the discontinuation of the mobile app, just the downloaded application. Yes, the website on the phone, the browser. If you actually type in pf3618.bloodandsoil.org into a browser and log in that way, that is the browser. That is completely fine, will be unaffected, and that is the preferred method. This is only the download application, where if you download Rocket Chat off of Google Play or the Apple Store or their website, that is all that is being discontinued. Make sure you have your password figured out. I know I've done a lot of password resets in the past days because we've been updating the server. Get your password figured out if you haven't. All right, any other questions? Jack Arizona, where can we watch the speeches on the mountaintops? Odyssey, BitChute, and they will be up on the website shortly. We've been a little busy. Any other questions anybody has for me, DM them to me now. Questions, comments, concerns, suggestions, ideas. I will read them out loud if it is pertinent, or I will just answer the question. No, I've dumped a lot of information on you. As the meeting concluded, what about you? Okay, yes. We are cataloging the unplanned expenses from our recent action, and we will be committing a very large effort to ensure that everybody's unplanned expenses are accounted for. So yes, please be at the ready for that if you have online means of payment transferal, or you wish to do the snail mail option, which is old reliable as far as I'm concerned. Be ready, and if you have the money to set aside, a few dollars here and there in the coming hours or day, we should have that fundraiser up and running very shortly, tomorrow or the day after. So yes, we will be making sure that everybody who has unplanned expenses as far as the trip that was not able to account for those themselves, or they do not wish to do so because it is a stressful burden, we will be making them, we're making them whole. So, ETA on the propaganda video from the DC March, Mason.
It's working.
Yes, Mason says sometime in the spring of 2027. And if he gets another question about it, he's going to delay it even further.
I will let you guys know when it's getting, I'm getting it really bad. I'm just going to...
Yeah, just
mute
yeah.
And...
Thank you. All right, are there any methods of activism in 2022 you'd like us to limit or avoid, such as... So when it comes to large-scale mural cover-ups, make sure that you are always consulting a director for something like that, or you are consulting me. It is something, you know, generally as the activism becomes higher in risk or scale, the more you need to get consultation. Things like billboards, big murals, and stuff like that, you want to be careful. You want to run it by me. Yes, of course. Someone asked, have we made improvements to vehicle exchanges and stuff? Yes, of course. There are outpourings of ideas which will be put into practices, which will be put into protocols to avoid such logistical delays and dilly-dally, as it were. Obviously, whenever we are opposed or attacked, or, you know, have any barriers put up against us by our opposition, whether they are carrying badges or not, it has never been enough, and those openings only present themselves once. They didn't stop us before, and they're not going to be able to pull that card again. We will make sure of it. How many people made it to D.C. for the march itself? I have an incomplete count from the campsite of about 180, but people were still streaming in overnight. So we had a very good turnout, but, of course, still not enough. Of course, there were more people showing up, and there were even some people that showed up in the morning, I think, somehow. So yes, we had a very good turnout. But remember, if any of you missed out, or if any of you heard of any last-minute backouts to the event, give me their names. I would like to speak with them very personally. Adam, I have not emailed that guy, but I will. All right, final call for questions. Final call for questions going once, going twice. Can we order stencils? Yes, you can order stencils. George, you're in Texas, so I will sell you some when we next meet. Won't be too long. Questions, comments, concerns? Going once? Going twice? 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. All right, and the final question, John Utah, yes, you may be excused. One final round of applause for all the guys who made the last event possible and are going to make 2022 possible. Round of applause, everybody, and you may go. If you are to stick around, all right. If you are going to stick around for chit chat, everybody, thank you. Everybody, all right. Everybody. Thank you, everybody. Please leave the server. If you want to have chit chat and social time, please do that in smaller groups and pick out some of the meeting rooms, please, so we don't just have a nightmare. But otherwise, if you don't have anything important going on or anything to discuss, please vacate the Mumble server. And as always, talk safely. And enjoy your time. And if you witness any strange activity or anybody breaking any of our guides, please let me know forthwith. Thank you all. Good luck. Good night. And goodbye.
Bye. Network A and Beyond, meeting room 1. Pacific Northwest, meeting room 1.